It was a day like many other days. Restless sleep and the aches and pains of old bones woke me before the sun rose. But it was not my turn to serve in the temple. So I stayed in bed with my eyes closed for a while, listening to the city wake up around me. There were often many pilgrims in Jerusalem who traveled many days to pray and make sacrifices in the temple. But on this day, the streets were especially full of visitors who had come back to the city to be registered for the census. There was a strange energy coursing through Jerusalem, the excitement of scattered families who were reunited for these few days, but also an undercurrent of resentment and bitterness at the demands of the empire once again rearranging our lives. Demands that kept some hungry, that separated families, that sometimes humiliated us, and sometimes made us lose hope. And there was something else, too. I had heard rumors of strange events happening not far from the city. I am an old man, an old priest, and I have learned to ignore the kind of stories that are passed along in excited, scandalized whispers, stories that pull the strings of fear in the human heart, that thrill by confirming the worst things we believe about others. But I have also heard the truth in stories of all manner of human cruelty and human kindness, all manner of suffering and joy from pilgrims around the world. They sang their lament or praise in many tongues, and I heard again and again in their stories hints of God's presence with us. So when I heard rumors in those days, stories passed from shepherds to those who sold animals for sacrifice in the temple to anyone who would listen, I wondered. I had waited so long for the promise to be fulfilled. Could it be that the anointed of the Most High had finally come? Would I see redemption, the restoration of my people before my death? When I grew weary of lying still in my bed, I got up and got dressed. And though it was my day of rest, not my day to serve in the temple, I wanted to be there. I felt drawn there to be surrounded by the murmurs of prayers and perhaps to hear more of these shepherds' stories. You may think of the temple as a place of reverent quiet, but it was not so. In the outer courtyards of the temple, there is a din of bleating of lambs, rustling of birds in cages, the clink of the coins in the scale, the shuffling of many feet, and the buzz of prayers and gossip spoken in many languages. It was in the midst of this noise that I heard the cry of a baby, and I turned to see a young mother carrying a newborn infant, followed closely by her husband. It was an ordinary sight. They were simply doing what the law prescribed, bringing their firstborn to the temple to be dedicated to God's service. It was a comfort to me to see even this ordinary sight, to see these parents devoted to the ways of our faith, seeking from the beginning to teach their child prayer, devotion, justice, and mercy. I moved closer, and though it was not my turn to serve in the temple that day, not my place to take the child in my arms and bless him, I suddenly felt I could not turn away from this child, could not keep my arms from reaching out. So I reached out for him, and I held him close and opened my mouth to bless him and was suddenly overwhelmed. Cold fingers crawled up the back of my neck to the top of my head, and a wave of joy and awe swept over me. It seemed to me that I was the one receiving a blessing from God, creator of the universe, somehow present in that child, light and warm in my arms. I nearly dropped him then. The urge to fall to my knees and press myself to the ground in reverence was so strong, but I held him closer and prayed in thanksgiving. Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. The young mother and her husband were silent, their eyes wide and startled, and the mother reached to take the child from me. As she pressed him close to her chest, I was again overwhelmed by the presence of the holy, but I felt the sharp edge of sorrow there alongside my joy. I knew this child would be embraced by some and rejected by some, that the kingdom of God drawing near would not be received as good news by all. And I knew that this mother would know sorrow too, and I told her and her husband. All this I prayed and spoke in a voice only they could hear, and the business of the temple courtyard continued around us, indifferent to the presence of God, swaddled in hand-spun blankets in the arms of his mother. But then suddenly Anna was there beside us, and she spoke. Anna was devout and old, like me. We had both lived many years praying day after day in the temple, waiting and longing and hoping to see God's promises fulfilled. Anna, too, saw what I saw in this child, saw God's own face, and she raised her voice and sang so that all nearby heard. The voice of a woman was not often raised in the temple, but Anna was a prophet, known for her wisdom and her faith. And when she spoke and sang, the whirlwind of activity around us slowed for a moment. And then it all began again. It was a day like many other days. For many, it was just another day. But for me, it came the day when I saw something new beginning. I held the child who was called Jesus, our salvation, in my own arms. The prophet Anna saw the face of God in his face too and sang of the redemption of Jerusalem. And I knew in that moment that God's promise for healing and restoration was not just for us, that it stretched deeper and wider and longer and farther than we could imagine. It is a promise for all people from all nations in all times. I do not know why God granted that I would see the sign of God's promises fulfilled before I die. I do not know why God gave me the eyes to see redemption in this child, to see the Messiah. But I pray that God may also open your eyes to see the presence of our Most High God here, moving among you, around you, on every day that seems just like any other day. I pray that you may be like those shepherds and like Anna, and tell others what you have seen and heard, that on dark days you might speak of hope and sing of love for the sake of the one whose name is redemption for all peoples, Jesus Christ, our salvation. Amen.